This call is being recorded.
Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. Has anyone else joined the call this morning?
Hey, good morning, Susie. It's Brother Andrew.
Good morning, Brother Andrew.
How are you this morning?
I've been better. Just keep me in your prayers.
Always, always.
Thank you.
We need you good for the holiday.
Thank you. You're the best brother ever.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. How's my friend Rick doing?
He's doing well. He's doing a lot better.
Yeah, tell him I said my best.
I will. I'm just fighting with this health issue, but I'm good. I'm good. I have brothers like you and our Father in heaven to help me. So.
Yeah. Not every step is going to be on even ground, but the way is straight. So when we stumble, he'll pick us up. When we cry, he'll wipe our tears. When we're scared, he'll hold us.
So, amen. You
know, so we are exposed, but we're not alone. So.
Oh, I needed to hear your words this morning, Brother Andrew. Thank you.
Hey, man, I got to encourage myself because You know, sometimes you just get weary.
Yeah.
But we're told to not be weary in well-doing because we will reap if we faint not. So all we have to do is just, he knows our weakness. We just can't let our weakness slow us down.
Yes, exactly.
It's sort of like, okay, I can't, I'm not as fast as I used to be. And I can't catch the fastball, but I'm still going to suit up to play.
That's right. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Susie who just joined the call.
Hey, Susie. This is Susie. It's Leticia from Arizona.
Good morning, Leticia from Arizona. Good morning. Did someone else just join the call who would like to say good morning?
Morning is Barbara.
Good morning, Barbara. Has anyone else joined the call who would like to say good morning? Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Susie. Has anyone else joined the call? Anyone else like to say good morning?
Good morning, this is Kedra.
Good morning, Kedra.
Good morning.
Anyone else like to say good morning? Anyone else join the call that would like to say good morning?
Good morning, it's Diane.
Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Susie. Happy Thursday.
Same to you. Anyone else like to say good morning? Excuse me. Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. Has anyone else joined the call? Anyone else like to say good morning? Can someone please mute their line? I hear some background noise. Thank you. Would anyone else like to say good morning?
Good morning, beautiful people. This is Ruth.
Good morning, Ruth.
Hello, good morning. This is Mona.
Good morning, Mona.
Hi.
Anyone else like to say good morning?
Good morning, this is EK.
Good morning, EK.
Good morning, it's Monique.
Good morning, Monique.
Good morning, everybody.
Anyone else like to say good morning? Anyone else join the call? Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. Has anyone else joined the call that would like to say good morning? Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. Has anyone else joined the call? Anyone else like to say good morning?
Good morning, it's Carla.
Good morning, Carla.
Good morning, Susie.
Go ahead. Who was
I
that?
I was just saying good morning, Susie.
It's
me, Lisa.
Oh,
hi.
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. Yeah.
Well, before we move forward, we ask that you please put your phones on mute. I do hear a little background noise. So please put your phones on mute so we can proceed. Thank you, and good morning again. My name is Susie Romack, and I am your hostess. Thank you so much for joining us here on Declare Victory. We are a prayer call that meets Monday through Saturday, starting at 6 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, to edify, empower, encourage, and equip you in your walk with Christ. Please feel free to invite a friend so they can be blessed too. The theme for December is focus. Prepare to focus on the things of the Lord in a whole new way. As followers of Christ, we have to focus on what matters and remove all distractions. Be sure to tune in daily. You don't want to miss the teachings, stories, and lessons that the declarers are preparing as they hear from God for his people. We have no announcements this morning. We did not have any prayer requests on the app, but I am asking that you keep me lifted up in prayer for health. And the order of the call is, the declaration will be by E.K. Dawson, and praying and corporate praise will be done by Ruth. And I'll repeat that. The declaration will be by E.K. Dawson, and praying and corporate praise will be done by Ruth. Then we will go right into the closing comments hosted by the declarer, E.K. Dawson. At this time, we ask that you put your phones on mute until instructed to come off mute. This is so important for the integrity of the call. I now pass the call to the declarer for today, E.K. Dawson. God bless you all. Go ahead, E.K.
All righty. Good morning, God morning, great morning. It's good to be alive, first of all, and a good opportunity to share with my brothers and my sisters in Christ. Susie, can you hear me okay?
I sure can.
Okay. And there's somebody that I can hear them breathing, and they've been on since I've been the call, so we might want to check our phones that are on mute, because I think somebody doesn't realize that their phone is not on mute, but somebody, you can literally hear them breathing. Amen. Many of you know or that know me or have seen me, because some of us, we haven't actually seen each other. I wear glasses. I haven't always worn glasses, but I started wearing glasses when I was probably like about 25. And when I was younger, and those of you that played sports can appreciate this, my family is a baseball playing family. And I was trying to play baseball, but my coach, Mr. Averly kept saying, just focus on the ball because it's coming straight at you. Stay in the box, get your stance, square your shoulders, and just focus on the ball. And that was actually how I realized that I really needed glasses. I needed them for school, but I didn't want to look like a nerd, but it was something that I needed. I needed to focus. I needed to be able to see. This month, our conversations have been about focusing. And again, I wear glasses. So today I'd like to ask those of you, my brothers and my sisters, if you guys will put on your spiritual glasses so that we can see. I can still hear that person, whoever it is, I can still hear them. It's like they're maybe moving the paper or they're breathing. I can hear them. So let's please check our phones. Okay. I'm going to continue. I want to read for your hearing coming out of 2 Corinthians, a very, very familiar passage of Scripture. And 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 16 and 18. And that person still needs to mute their phone. We can still hear it. We still can hear you.
E.K., let me, I'm going to see who it is on the board, and I'll mute on this side.
Cool. Can I continue?
Yes, go ahead and continue.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Again, 2 Corinthians 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 and 18. And it's going to read a little different because I have a different translation. It says, starting at verse 16, that is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For this present troubles are small and won't last very long, yet they produce for us a glory vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at our troubles that we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on the things that we cannot be seen. For these things we now see will soon be gone, but the things that we cannot see will last forever. Amen. And that's 2 Corinthians verses 16 through 18. Many of you know the movie Up. Many of you have seen the movie Up. It's about an old man. It's an animated movie. It's a kid's movie. And it's about this man and his dog. And he's in this old house. And they, I cut across the road. They have all these balloons, and it brings the house up. Well, in that same movie, Up, that came out a couple years back, there's a scene in there that's my favorite scene, and I use this analogy all the time. It's called Squirrel. It's called Squirrel. Well, there's this dog, and he loves to chase squirrels. And what happens is, every now and then, he'll see in this movie, he'll see a squirrel, and as he's doing something, it just takes his, it's a distraction. It just takes his focus off of everything, and he goes, squirrel. And every now and then, we have squirrel moments. But again, I invited you to put on your spiritual glasses so that you could, so we can focus and that we can see. Because it's all about focus. Because when we have our spiritual glasses on, we won't be deterred or taken away or distracted by those, because we have our spiritual glasses on and we can see. In this scripture, when Paul, he wrote to the church of Corinth, he basically, I'm sorry, let me back up. Here I am. He was writing, Paul was writing to Corinth, and he took a moment to reflect on his own life and his own ministry. And it had been a difficult journey, to say the least, at least for Paul. Paul had battered the unbelievers who fought the gospel message, you know, because it was a new thing for some of them. So they fought it. And he was dealing with health. He was dealing with age challenges. And he was dealing with the great persecution that was a constant wear and tear that left on him and was wasting away. In verse 16, at the very beginning of chapter 4, the near the end, Paul writes, do not lose heart. And even though what I love about God's word is things that were written thousands and thousands of years ago is still so very applicable today. I hope you still have on your glasses, your spiritual glasses, so that we can focus in on scripture. But what a battle it has been. Do not lose heart. The only way Paul had managed keeping the fight was to keep his sharpened his focus every day. Therefore, that we do not lose heart. And through outwardly, you know, outwardly his body had been wasting away, inwardly he has been being renewed every day. Every day. For the light and momentary troubles are achieving for us, but an eternal glory far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes on what has, what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is unseen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Need a little fine tuning on your own focus? For an example of Paul, most focused man and the first generation Christians never knew. So I want to get right into it because I only have a few minutes. Paul may have focused on the unseen, but there are things that he could see were dominating his day, right? Verse 8, and he was hard-pressed on every side and perplexed. And verse 9, he was persecuted but not struck down. And then finally we get to verse 16, he was wasting away. Wasting away. Can you lean in and focus with your spiritual glasses? Let's look at this for just a second. The visual in this chapter, we have these treasures in jars of clay. Verse 7, pottery is good for a season, but eventually it gets broken. Paul would would have known more that we than you know probably than we do about how fragile such vessels are. I never will forget years ago, my oldest brother Dale Dawson, and my next brother under him, Clifford Dawson, they were fighting in the living room. There was a store in Vallejo called Bruner's. It was a furniture store. And they were fighting. And what happened was they were play fighting in the house. Of course, my mom wasn't there. And they broke the brand new lamp. Well, my mom worked two jobs, and she had just got this brand new set of lamps. And they broke it. So what they did was they staged something, and they did something to make me get in an argument with them. And then they let me push and break the lamp, and they thought I broke the convinced me that I broke the lamp. But again, with focus, after careful examination, my mom looked at the situation and realized that I did not break the lamp, and that I was actually being set up, squirrel. So once again, those that were broken, therefore, is not easy to repair. But our body was saying that one shot, one chance of fulfilling our spiritual purpose before becoming cracked, broken, and unstable. Point of application. If you're waiting on the perfect job, the perfect spouse, the perfect team, the perfect church, or even the perfect commute to work, you're going to wait a long, long, long time. So many people seem frustrated with imperfections of their surroundings, but simply because they haven't gazed at the facts of life that is going to be filled with imperfection. I hope you still have your glasses on. A handful of people were known by the circle around them as a short fuse. Raise your hand real quick. How many of you know somebody that has a short fuse? I see your hands. Like sticks of dynamite, even though with very little lead time to get away, they blow up quickly. I mean, today we call that bipolar. We call it snapping. We call it losing our cool. But sometimes over what appears the least little thing, the message for the folks with short fuses are that there are longer fuses available. and the rest of us really need to get one. How about you? There are going to be many days when the toast gets burned. It's going to be many days when the traffic jams. It's going to be many days when the employee gets sick. It's going to be many days when somebody gets on your beep nerves. It's going to be many, many days that you're going to have angry customers, demanding bosses, golf balls that go out of bounds. It's going to be many days that you get outside and your car just don't start and you need a jump and you're already 15 minutes behind. But that's just the way that really life works. David was the greatest king of Israel in history. But if you look closely at the story, you'll see his core group was initially made up of people in distress. In debt and discounted. And they were 400 of them. 1 Samuel 22:1-2. If David had waited for more perfect individuals to form his leadership, then he would never have heard of him. David worked with his imperfections and helped them focus on their purpose and became the greatest king in Israel history. The person who can accept imperfection nature of this life will be happier, healthier, and more productive. Fine-tuning is required, but so it is also a fine attitude from the start. If your church disappoints you, the Great Commission and the Great Commandment remain, but don't allow your focus to drop from the Great Commandment to great complaint. Wow. Squirrel. If your friend, a child, a spouse, disappoints you, love will still remain as the greatest attribute within your control. That's 1 Corinthians 1:13. If your plan hits a snag along the way. If your mission is to stay the course, especially if you're confident that God has directed your path. When Paul was in prison, he heard report that someone who had enjoyed freedom were preaching against him. But what he was going to do was, in light of such discouraging news, what kind of positive spin could he put on such a report? Something that would justify a long or a little short fuse anger. So Paul told the Philippians, at the gospel is being preached, at least the gospel is being preached. So instead of him being mad, instead of him tripping, he put a positive spin on it. To discover life is going to be perfect. To discover that life isn't going to be perfect is to make one of the most important steps towards maturity, productivity. Beyond that step, however, is one that will take a lifetime of frustration. All right? Fine-tune your focus on Christ every day. I hope you still have your glasses on. Fine-tune your focus in Christ every day. Paul said in this, inwardly, we are being renewed day by day. That's verse 16. It is important for Paul to know that the fine-tuning of his faith would be daily in the process. It critically important to realize that Paul had no intention on being saved day by day. I'll say that again. It is critically important that that Eric, that Dee Dee, that Jeff, that Susie had no intention on being saved by day. His salvation had been setting outside of the Damascus gate. As soon as he recognized Jesus as Lord, ever since that day, he had been in the process of discipling, growing slowly and steadily, and study of Scripture. And his question was moreover, move mature believers with his own experiences of sharing his story. In this chapter alone, he mentions the work of having to deal with different aspects of renouncing shame and fighting deception and depression, and to preach God glory, not for his own, and becoming the light in his culture with darkness. And it's the same things that we deal with day by day. And isn't that amazing? In conclusion, it goes down as one of the most famous speeches of all time. Some of you may know it. Some of you may be too young to know it. I just saw it in a movie, so it's a perfect analogy. Newt Rockne looked at his Notre Dame football players in the eye and challenged them to win the game for George Gipp, a former player who had died of pneumonia. And none of you know, never really even knew who George Gipp, but this speech came in this all-American film way back in 1940. It was just on TV. It was a long, 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 long time ago, but you'll know the tradition of the Notre Dame football game. The last thing that he said to me was, "Rock," he said, "sometimes when the team is up against it and breaks, tell the boys to go and go get one for the Gipper." Great speech, obviously, and thankfully Notre Dame did win the game. A nice ending to the story. However, if you've never been to in a football locker room at halftime, and you know the speeches, how far and few between those speeches can go. But in the quiet place, you don't have to do it for the Gipper. You could do it for Jesus. We won't lose our focus. In several more huddles with particular coaches, they talk strategy. The coaching coordinators discuss what they even seen from the press box, from high above the field, as our Father does. And what they observe at the field level mainly is the players that they could see the plays from far off focus. They completely can look at those plays and give them a whole different perspective. So in conclusion, whatever it is that you're doing, whatever it is, take the time to not focus on those things that would make you to say squirrel. So in life, when life, as we've heard it too many times, when life throws you lemons, that you make lemonade. Sometimes that's not possible. Sometimes you don't even know how. But sometimes you don't even feel like dealing because you're just dealing with constant distractions, right? And I think of the analogy of Moses, when Moses was how he went on that 40-year journey, and all that 40-year journey was them getting fine-tuned, just like the coach fine-tuned the team, just like how they went through Egypt. They went through this whole process of 40 years, and it was really almost like a 40-year sabbatical. They went through great trials, great tribulations, but then the reality is they had no idea that God was using those 40 years to prepare them, to prepare Moses for the last. The most important season of your life. Sometimes we go through those journeys that we can't see why we're going and why God is taking us through that. But we go through a long, long way realizing that if we keep our focus on Him, that He can get us through that journey, and then we'll get to the end of that 3 years and come out like pure gold. Jesus often withdrew to quiet places for a specific purpose and prayer time. Paul took 3 years to reflect a new theology on his salvation and experience on Damascus. More than likely, with such examples laying before us in Scripture, you'll sometimes need that peace and that solitude. Take that time to pull away and to use your spiritual glasses and to focus so that you won't have any distractions. Squirrel. As I pass the call.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you this morning. Lord, we come before you this morning, praising your holy name. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for waking us up this morning. Father, we thank you for the many blessings that you've given us. God, we thank you for allowing us to be on this call this morning. 5 years, Lord, thank you. Father, we thank you for what you're getting ready to do in our lives. God, we thank you for allowing us to be on this call willingly, Lord. Thank you, Father, for just absolutely everything. Lord, we trust you even when we don't see change in our lives. God, we are far from perfect, but Lord, we know that we serve a perfect God. Thank you, Father. And as we are 13 days away from the end of the year, Lord, we just want to say thank you for all the things you've brought us through 2018, God. We, Lord, have lost a couple of victors on this line, and we just continue to pray for their families, Brother Adrian's family and Sister Pam's family, Lord. We know, Lord, that they're in heaven, and God, we just thank you for the time that we had to share with them. Father, we thank you, and we praise your name, Lord, and we just, Lord, pray for those who have lost loved ones. Lord, we pray, continue to pray for Sister Geraldine and her family, and God, some of the other victors who have lost loved ones on this line, and our friends and families, Lord, that have lost loved ones. God, we just lift them up in prayer, Lord. And most, Lord, of all, we pray for those who are weak, Lord, and tired and frustrated and depressed. God, we pray for the minds of people, Lord. We pray for those who are suicidal, God. God, we ask you, Lord, just to change the minds of man. Father, touch them right now. God, we thank you, Father, for the healing, Lord, that we've seen on this line. Thank you, Father, for healing Pastor LaVelle, God. God, we're so grateful for him, the contributions that he's given us on this line. And God, then there's Josiah. Father, a blessing. God, thank you. Thank you for Sister Dion, Lord, and her heart, Lord. Even when she was going through, God, she continued to bless us, and she stayed dedicated to the call. God, bless her heart, Lord, and continue to use her, Lord, to bless others. Father, we thank you for what they're getting ready to do, Father, for the homeless, Lord. We ask you to please allow them the blessings to come and the things that they need, Lord, be provided, Lord. God, we pray that there will be an abundance of things for those that are less fortunate. God, not just in the Richmond area, even in Sacramento, as we go out, Lord, on Tuesday to feed the homeless. God, I pray that there be an abundance of food and love and joy, Lord, that we can bless the people with. Father, thank you, Lord, that we are selfless on this call, God. Even when we were going through our own troubles, Lord, we continue to praise your name and get on this call, Lord, and give our testimonies, Lord. A heartfelt testimony that Sister Denise Smith gave, Lord, just touched my heart. God, thank you for the willingness, Lord. Thank you, God, for allowing us not to be ashamed to tell our stories, for they're a blessing other people on this line. Thank you for all the new callers, Lord, and all the ones that have been on this call for 5 years. Lord, we have gone through things where we thought we were going to lose our minds. If we could just stay right there, Lord. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, that you kept us. Thank you that you kept our minds. When we were tired, Lord, and wanted to give up, you were right there, Lord. In some of our situations, Lord, you let us stay in it a little bit longer just so that we can learn, Lord. But at the end of it, Lord, you get all the praise and all the glory. God, thank you. Lord, allow everything that come out of our mouths and everything that we do be pleasing in your eyes. Father, for everything that we do, Lord, we want to glorify your name, Father. We want to focus on, Lord, the prize. We want to focus on the things that you have for us. Thank you, God, for orchestrating our lives. Thank you for not giving us what we thought we wanted. That person, that thing, that house, that car, thank you. That extra bill, Lord, that we know we couldn't afford. Thank you for not giving us what we wanted, what we thought we wanted. Lord, we know that love conquers all. So even our coworkers, our family members that get on our nerves sometimes, Lord, allow us to continue to show love. Allow them to see the Jesus that's in us. God, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for that thing and this thing, everything, Lord. God, we praise your name on today, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we praise your name, Father. Keep us on today, Lord. Continue to use us, Lord. Thank you for each and every person on this call, Lord. God, we thank you for the married folks, the single folks, everybody, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to please be the head of each marriage on this call. And, Lord, for the single folk, please bless them with who you see fit for them. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we praise your name on today, Father. We shout hallelujah. Hallelujah on this call this morning, God, because you are worthy to be praised, and we are blessed. Even when we didn't get the things that we thought we wanted, God, thank you. God, we pray for traveling grace for those who are traveling this Christmas season, and God, we pray for our children as they go on Christmas break. We ask you, Lord, to cover them. God, we pray for our young folks today, Lord. Some of them are just completely lost. God, we pray for them, Lord. I pray for my daughter, Kayla, Lord. And whatever is trying to come over her, God, I just ask you, please, just keep her. Use her, Lord. Allow me to be a good example of a mom and her dad to be a good example of a dad. We pray for our young folks. And God, we also pray for the healing of Sister Dee's father, Dee Dee's father. Thank you, Lord, for touching him. Oh, God, we've watched you work on this line. And God, we're just so grateful on this call. We don't know what to do. God, because I know there was times when I thought I would lose my mind. But God, I thank you for Sister Dion for calling me and saying, hang in there. You don't quit. You will win if you don't quit. We hung on to that. Thank you, Lord. You have been greater than all our circumstances. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Father. We praise your name on today, God. You're worthy. You're worthy, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray for the homeless right now, Lord. It's cold outside. God, I pray for our leaders. I pray for our pastors. God, we continue to pray for our president. God, thank you. Lord, I have a yes, Lord, in my spirit right now. Yes to your will. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, and for all the unspoken prayer requests, Lord, you know what they are. God, we ask you, Lord, to just bless you. We ask you, Lord, to bless those, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, help us right now, Lord. Help us right now, Father. Oh, Lord, my heart is heavy right now for my sister. Thank you, God, for allowing me to pray for her, Lord. 2 weeks she was gone. I thank you for bringing her home safe, God. And all those who are missing, Lord, please bring them home safe, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, we lift your name up today, Father. And as I ask everyone to please take your phones off mute and join me in praising God today. For, Lord, we know that this
Hallelujah.
Is the only moment that we have
you,
right
Father.
Now, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We would not take this day, this moment, for granted. Father, thank you, Jesus. We lift your name up, God.
Thank you
we lift your name up, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
We love you, Lord. Thank you for coming us back. Yes, Lord.
We
praise your name on today, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for Brother E.K. and the message he brought today. Allow us to focus and put our spiritual glasses on today, Father.
Thank you, God. God, we worship.
Spirit God, rain down on us.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that we didn't give up, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, wherever we be without you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
I pray for wisdom.
Thank you for allowing us to bring our families, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we praise your name. We praise your name for morning, Lord. We don't take your love for granted, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Allow us to focus, Lord, on what you have for us today, Father. Allow us to focus, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, allow us not to be distracted, Father. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Keep our mind
today, Lord. Thank you for this time of worship as I pass the call.
All right, praise God. What a wonderful time in worship. Hallelujah. Amen. We were talking about ZK, and we were talking about focusing and having your spiritual glasses on and focus. Any questions or any talk about focus, distractions, or the declaration? Praise God. Hello? Glory to God. Well, amen. Well, I just want to say thank you to everyone, and we praise God, and I pray that you have a
good morning, Brother E.K.
Oh, okay, go ahead. Praise God.
You know we're here this morning. You know, we just got to glorifying the Father with our voices this morning. We just, oh my God, we still praising Him. Thank you for your declaration this morning. I'm here at the job and I'm moving around, making a lot of noise and trying to listen to your message at the same time. But I got a lot out of it, even though I was had a few distractions here at work. You know, but today, since we've been talking about focus, and, you know, I've been more in tune with focusing on, like I heard someone say, your purpose more so than... the outside things around you. You know what I'm saying? Just that great commission you was talking about. You know, so I'm just excited, man, about this month. You know, the last few days in this month, you know, moving forward on focus. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get too far ahead of myself looking forward to 2019, but look here, man. Come 2019, I shall be focused, keeping my eyes on the sparrow, you know, and my purpose, you know, and not my so focusing so much on my shortcomings or and, you know, those other little issues that I got, and continue to pray for God's will for my life. So good to hear your sound this morning. I haven't heard you in a while. Great declaration. God bless you, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you, man. And I, too, am trying to get out the door and get there. I've got to be there in about 15 minutes. One of the things that I was saying in the declaration, it speaks to the declaration. Sometimes just in life, so many distractions, things come, and that's our goal is to learn how to wrap ourselves around things beyond our distractions, because our distractions can be so mountainous that we've got to learn to even be mountain climbers. You know what I mean? Because I told a young man the other day, black and Hispanic boys, their scores with math, so they see it as a mountain, and they don't even want to begin to try to climb. They don't know how to go around, tunnel through, go up, go down, or whatever else, because it is a distraction. So even in class, here's a quick school analogy. In class, they're so distracted by things or whatever else because they've already given up before they even take the first step to try to tackle it or climb it. And I remind even them to put their spiritual glasses on so they could see it for what it is, because they see it as a mountain is really not as big as that, but but you got to hunker down so that they can see it or understand it. But they got to have those spiritual glasses on and focus so they can see with the prize. Another thing for me is I'm trying to focus. I'm turning the focus back on me. You talked about the new year. I'm trying to focus back on me, like what you said, trying to make sure that things are well and that I'm taking care of me, so and not negating the things that are around me, big, small, or little. That's like what Paul was saying about those jars of clay. Anybody else before I turn it back over?
Yes, Brother EK, this is Andrew. Thank you for your listen this morning. Appreciated your insight. One of the things regarding focus is that a lot of times when we're in the red haze of our pain, we think it's just us. And it's not just us, it's everybody. Because the scripture tells us the rain falls upon the unjust as well as the just. And you can see rain as a blessing. You know, the appointed rain and the latter rain will give you harvest and bounty, water. It cleans things, you know, and people would pray for the rain and look forward to it. Rain is also a storm. Storms destroy. Storms disrupt. Storms impede. But that happens to everybody, whether you're serving God well, living holy, or if you're just out there living for yourself. And so it's never just us. He promised that he'd be with us. He didn't promise that we wouldn't be exposed. You know, the rain's going to hit us. The wind's going to get us. Friends are going to be mad at us for no reason. We'll feel lonely. We'll feel neglected. We'll feel abused. We're going to feel all those things from the people that get up in the morning wishing we were dead and for those we love and pour into. But through all that, he's with us. And if we can just focus on that, that God is with us, who can be against us? And all he's asking us to do is take the next step. You know, we don't have to go a whole mile in the next minute. We just got to take the next step, and he's with us each way. So thank you for the lesson and reminder. Going back on mute.
Thank you, good brother. And actually, you just preached real good. if you go back into 2 Corinthians and you go back up to like 6 and 7, actually, you just lined that whole piece of the text because that's exactly what it really was talking about, you know, verses 6 and verse 7. Because, you know, things are going to hit us. Things are going to come our way. Yeah. So praise God. Anyone else?
Good morning, Brother E.K. Dawson. Thank you for your declaration on this morning. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Oh, to keep his mind stayed on him. Hallelujah. Thank you for your declaration on this morning. We love you and have a wonderful day. And thank you for teaching our children.
God bless you. And if anybody else is listening, even today I had to borrow some of that excerpts of what I talked about. I usually, in the process of writing out a declaration, I usually write out some notes or whatever else and usually commit a certain amount of time to reading it, studying it, you know what I mean? So I don't have to actually read it, you know what I mean? Because it comes from your own personal experience. But was just dealing with life and distractions, you know what I mean, last night. So that's truthfully why I came up. That's why I can appreciate even what I was talking about. I actually lived yesterday because I just seemed like I just didn't get enough time to study and develop it the way I really wanted to talk about it. I know the story. I know the text, but I didn't get that commitment time, you know, and that holds true to all of us. That we have to make time for, you know, the things that we love, you know what I mean? And there, whether it be our family, whether it be whatever, you know, whatever, we got an absolute increase, whatever we're watering, you know what I mean? We got to have that water time, you know, so praise God. And it's, It's 7 o'clock and I got to get out the door. I appreciate everybody and your comments. Continue to lift me up in prayer. No matter what the day may bring for you, keep praising God. Amen. I love everybody with the love of the Lord, and I appreciate you for the opportunity. Grace and peace.
Amen.
Amen.
Have a wonderful day, everyone. Peace and blessings.
Have a blessed day, everybody.
Amen.